This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's part of training camp. Some days the defense wins, some days the offense wins. We got to operate with more urgency, just in and out of the huddle. I don't want to have to condition these guys after practice. I'd rather that practice time be spent for meaningful reps. The conditioning should be in practice, hustling from drill to drill, in and out of the huddle, and just practicing with a purpose. Last time I checked, I was the head coach, and so I want the defense to be, I want them to be solid as well, and it wasn't good enough.
You're used to the installing a first-year offense. Is this typical stuff that you're kind of...
Let's hope not after this.
Ooh, a little bit of a testy Matt LaFleur.
I'm with him. I mean, because with Lindy Infante, we ran out there every practice, and guys would sometimes loaf during practice. And Mike Holmgren came in and said, listen, we're going to condition during practice, run from drill to drill, get in and out of the huddle. We're going to try to get 32 plays in this amount of minutes, blah, blah, blah. And you did get your conditioning through, you know, the whole process.
And the tempo of practice.
Yes, and you was out of there quicker. Because we went to him after the first day. We said, you know what, practice is scheduled for 2 hours. That's too long. He said, oh, you babies. That's too long. He said, okay, listen, if y'all can get your work done, we'll be out of there an hour 15 minutes. And guys were zipping around.
Flying around.
And everything was great. But also what's mixed into that, baby Tosh, is if the offense would, like, a Brett threw a pick or something, or if Dorsey fumbled.
Mm-hmm. And just, you're running.
You know, it was a bad practice.
Right.
But hey, wait a minute. The defense played great. And so he would probably – but I like what he's saying to get your work done during the process of practice.
We bring in our green and gold reporter, Mike Clemens, now about the tempo of practice. Mike Clemens is brought to you by Chili's. Stopped at Chili's today for their 3-for-$10 meal. Starter, entree, and drink for just $10. Training camp accommodations provided by the Radisson Hotel and Conference Center, Green Bay, featuring newly renovated guest rooms. Mike Clemens joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Mike, the tempo of practice is supposed to be your conditioning. Matt doesn't want to run after practice.
What LaFleur said during his presser, really in my head said, okay, now we got ourselves a head coach. Now we got ourselves a leader. Now we got ourselves a young man in his first year as an NFL head coach and gathering the team around. The team seems to care about him, but he's talking directly to him saying, all right, you tried, but that was sloppy today, guys. Bad quarterback exchange between the center. Manny Wilkins, just fumbling a ball. Aaron Rodgers looked a little off today. I was looking from the locker room to say, go golfing yesterday? He's just kind of off. And today was the day where now you take it to the next step. They've been running a lot of red zone because LaFleur wants them to get their legs. So, you work in short spaces. Now he was working from the middle of the field. So now is the first day with pads on we could start answering. After Davante Adams, and, you know, Jake Kumerow, man, technically he's really sound. So who's the number two? Is it Geronimo? Can Marquez Valdez-Scantling challenge him? And there was three balls. Two of them were deep. One, for some reason, MVS gives up early on the route, and the ball goes 5 yards over his head, and Rodgers is like, what are you doing? Why did you come back about 35 yards downfield? Kevin King made a nice move to snatch that ball out of the air and intercept it, a diving move to get it. And so I'm thinking, you know, this is where MVS now is supposed to start to flash on some of these deep balls. He had three consecutive incompletions with Rodgers before they finally set him up with a crossing route and he got the ball. And so I asked Marquez Valdez-Scantling, who could be competing for the number two spot, I said, is it because you were installing new stuff from the playbook today?
Nothing to do with it. We're human. Everything isn't going to be perfect. It's training camp. That's what it's for. Had nothing to do with, you know, the install or the timing. We're going to have some mishaps. It's just football. No one's ever going to be 100%.
And so while I'm watching those receivers, Lee, I'm looking at, you got Jair Alexander, 5'10", they say. He looks more like 5'9". Very gifted, coordinated athlete. They'll line him up on Davante Adams. And then they'll put Kevin King at 6'3" up against the guys like Geronimo Allison and MVS. And, you know, you want Kevin to get through this season healthy. He made some good plays. And LaFleur had some positive things to say about Kevin King. After that, maybe it's Tony Brown on the corners. Josh Jackson has not practiced with a foot injury. He told me that he should be back tomorrow for the first time. So it'll take him a couple practices to get up and running. And, of course, Tremont is out there, too, as well. But then it's safety. After Adrian Amos, man, who's the other safety? Because Darnell Savage Jr. is still out with this wisdom teeth thing. And, you know, you talk to Josh Jones. He got some work with the ones today at safety and at linebacker. Natrell Jamerson, the former Badger, who had a 4.4 at the combine. He benched 25 pounds. He got drafted but in the fifth round by the Saints last year. They cut him, spent some time with the Texans. I thought it looked like they were working him at safety today, and then Raven Green. But, you know, after Darnell Savage, who hasn't practiced yet, who's the other safety? It's, I guess, you know, in an emergency situation, Tremont drops back there. But that looks to be a wide-open situation. Now, Josh Jones, when he was running with the ones, he got some attention from the media, and they said, well, so now you're running with the ones today. Do you still want to be traded from Green Bay?
We put all that in the past, man, and it's all about living in the present. You know, right now I'm here and I'm ready to help this team, and all that stuff is, you know, behind us. So all of that stuff that happened in, you know, June and May and all that, man, and April, we passed that, man. We're moving forward, and everyone, we're here for a bigger reason.
And then I asked Matt LaFleur, okay, what do you think you got at safety at that position, and when do you think you're going to get, you know, your first round pick, Darnell Savage Jr., back on the field?
Yeah, I hoped to have Savage back yesterday, but it hasn't happened. I think he's close, you know, nothing that we're really concerned about long term, but I think when he does come back, we'll, you know, kind of acclimatize him back into the fold. But no, I think it's when somebody's out, it's a great opportunity for somebody else. And those are good reps that those other guys are getting. And I think, you know, they're starting to show some promise. I will say this, of when I think back in my career, I think that our defensive backfield as a whole is one of the deeper units that I've ever been around. There's nobody out there that doesn't deserve to be on a 90-man roster.
Do you think it's that deep, their secondary?
I didn't think so. I mean, I think they got a lot of work.
I mean,
they
got a lot of work. If the Falcons had a deeper secondary a couple of years ago, yeah, Matt LaFleur might have a Super Bowl, right?
Right.
You look at it, Mike, on the surface, everything that you're hearing is that the defense is outperforming the offense, understandably so in the first week or so of camp. But who out of the guys that need to have a big year has looked so far the best in pads?
Out of all the players?
Out of all the defensive players, yep.
Well, I mean, Rashawn Gary. You know, Gary, you saw him, Saturday.
Yes,
just,
man.
I mean, he's still running with the twos, but my goodness, he comes slugging with both hands, fists, and energy, and keeps coming and keeps driving. I mean, he looks pretty exciting. Oh, here's one other thing. You know, David Bakhtiari is a fourth-round pick, was 6-7 years ago, and he's out there, and Clay Matthews couldn't get past this guy in the one-on-ones. We're at the point now we're doing one-on-ones. Bakhtiari got beat twice, back-to-back times today from Za'Darius Smith.
Now that's something you need. If he's performing that way and beating an all-pro like David Bakhtiari, who owns that drill, Mike. He owns that drill.
Za'Darius Smith is game, cuz.
Yeah, and he's very strong.
Yeah,
they're also using that Jonathan Crawford guy, or James Crawford.
Yeah,
they use him in some nickel today on 7-7. I think he likes his speed. Preston Smith hasn't really impressed me yet. I see him get caught up inside when the running back will bounce outside and all that. I mean, he's big. He's got a big presence, but I haven't seen him really, you know, pull a rabbit out of his hat yet.
Mike, appreciate it, man. We'll get another camp report tomorrow after practice. 5:35 right here.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Big Show.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, Mike. Mike Clemens, brought to you by Chili's here on the Wendy's Big Show, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.